We're going to take a short break for one of our sponsors. I haven't tried this one, but it looks well worth checking out if weight loss has been an ongoing challenge for you. Robody pairs medication options with diet and exercise modifications to achieve your desired goal. Before being prescribed any medication, patients complete an online medical visit, lab test, and more to see if you're right for their program. You can sign up online, which means no scheduling a doctor's appointment, no commute to the doctor's office, and no waiting rooms. Their data shows that average weight loss is 15 to 20% in 1 year with healthy lifestyle changes. BMI and other eligibility criteria apply. Go to ro.co/untangle. Sign up today and you'll pay just $99 a month for your first month and $145 a month after that. Medication costs are separate. That's ro.co/untangle. Now, back to our show.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Today, we're doing a special episode of Untangle to celebrate and explore the many ways we look at love. I'm Patricia Karpis, and I wanted to explore this topic because it's a word that holds so much meaning for many of us, and yet it can be defined in many, many different ways, as you'll hear today. For some, it guides how we live our lives, how we make our choices. For some, it's something we fall in, as in falling in love when we meet someone we want to be with. Some say it's an energy. You just feel it. It can't be explained. Others describe it as a feeling of intimacy or desire, or even as a deep sense of empathy. One guest said it's not a feeling, it's an ability. In this episode, I asked a number of our former guests two questions. How do you define love, and how does love express itself in your life? I found these questions difficult to answer myself, so I was curious what we'd find. I'm beginning to accept the fact that we all see things a little or perhaps a lot differently, and that is just fine. In this mini episode, you'll hear perspectives from Zen monks, leadership experts, authors, Buddhist teachers, entrepreneurs, therapists, and an expert on love. Some of the words that came up reflected the many forms of love: romantic, friendship, family, self, nature, energy. Other words emerged too: commitment, trust, passion, intimacy, desire, acceptance, and as I mentioned, empathy. But we don't need to solve this, of course. Just listen. Perhaps be inspired or consider your own definition and enjoy, because love is just love. And as one of our guests says, every day and every act is an opportunity for love to practice just simply love. As always, we're Untangle, the podcast from Muse, the brain sensing headband dedicated to unlocking your brain's potential and revolutionizing health, and Meditation Studio, the 5-star app. Now, here's love.
Hi, I'm Sharon Salzberg, and when I try to define love, I always think of this line from the movie Dan in Real Life. The writer was Peter Hedges, and he wrote, "Love is not a feeling, it's an ability. Love is not a feeling, it's an ability." And of course, it's a feeling too. The feeling many people yearn for and long for, but I mostly think of it as an ability. That's an ability within ourselves, not in the hands of someone else, but within ourselves, to connect, to care, to wish someone can emerge from a painful state into more freedom or happiness. That's really what I think of love as. In my life, I think really in everyone's life, love can manifest in lots and lots of different ways. We really confine ourselves too much when we have this very narrow little bandwidth of romantic love or sentimental love. Sometimes it, in my life, manifests as just a stronger sense of connection with someone or myself. It manifests as a sense of inclusion. Maybe I'm in conversation with somebody and I haven't really been listening, and then I do listen and I feel that sense of openness and surprise sometimes at actually discovering somebody rather than just having some idea in my head about them. It has to do with noticing all the many beings that are in anyone's life who we might objectify or kind of look through or discount, and that moment of actually looking at them instead of through them. I think these are some of the most precious things in one's life.
Hi, I'm Anise Kavanaugh, and how I define love, personally, I define it as it's an energy. It's a way of being with each other that just creates a really lovely, rich space where you know that you can be in that relationship or in that space or in that room or wherever you might be without judgment and just feeling seen and cared for. One of my favorite quotes that I recently heard about love was from Young Pueblo, the author. And he said, love is not, I will give this to you if you do this for me. Love is, I will give this to you so that you may shine. I really like that. To me, that links to my definition, my experience of love. Love is just love. And the way that love manifests in my life is, I think that every day and every act is an opportunity for love. I'll speak for myself, obviously. The way that I make food, putting love into the food. My kids know that when food is made, they'll say, oh, mom, you put extra love in this, didn't you? Love manifests in our work with our clients and always coming from a place of love. Love can manifest itself in marketing, in messaging, in social media, in anything. I think that love just is, and it's an intention and it's an energy that we hold with and for each other. And that's how it manifests in my life on my best days.
Hi there. My name is Valentin, and I'm the head of products at Muse. Let's talk about love. So when I think about love, I feel that love is strong. Love is confident. It's true. And love is safe. And when I feel love, I feel expanded. I feel infinite. And love is not only relationships. Love can happen literally in any moment, while, for example, looking over a beautiful landscape in nature and lush nature, while watching a ballet performance that gets you emotional, while seeing your daughter runs towards you and yelling, Papa. And often when I feel love, it brings tears. So when I cry, I know that I'm touching love with the tip of my finger. It feels huge. It feels this overwhelming, incomprehensible ball of depth. It's like you're standing on a beach on a hot day, and all of a sudden a wave washes over you, and you feel like it's so refreshing. It feels so good. And at the same time, it feels humbling and powerful, because you know that there's this huge ocean right there with an immense depth and power that you cannot even fathom. So I often think, what would it feel like to be fully immersed in love from head to toes? And even what would it feel like to be in that state permanently, to have this as a permanent state of being, as opposed to spurts every now and then? I want to touch on something quickly. I want to touch about on making love, literally making love. I feel like this incredible force that literally takes over all of our being. And I often think, what if there was a more beautiful way to describe this force than this mindless gene-driven need for survival? What if the force that drives evolution, that makes humans reproduce, that even leads a cell to divide itself, what if that was actually love? And yet, to take it one step further, I think sometimes I like the idea that love is the foundational force that binds all things together. The force that brings atoms, molecules, cells together to create all entities, from a rock to a planet, from a single-celled organism to a human being. I believe we are literally made of love. And so when I think about how does love express itself in my life, I feel love when the layers of my mind, like the doubt, the self-consciousness, the ego, the judgment, the forward-looking, the backward-looking, when all of that gets peeled away. And at that time, it allows the heart to take over and access the core of the present moment. And so, for example, when my 10-month-old daughter gets a little tired and I pick her up in my arms and she just drops her head against my chest in complete surrender, everything in the world just falls away in that moment. And I am submerged with love. And so it often expresses itself, I find, by a moment that's so powerful that the mind has no choice but to just bow down to the heart. And sometimes I, through different practices, like through meditating with Muse, I am able to take the driver's seat and consciously peel more and more of those layers until I feel like I'm truly myself. And in those moments, I know I am more compassionate than ever, more present than ever, more confident. And I feel the simplicity of love throughout the day.
Hi, I'm Gina Maffa. And let's talk about love. To me, love is a set of emotions and behaviors that can be characterized by things like intimacy or passion or commitment or trust. Closeness, that sense of feeling protected and having attention paid to you in a way that is authentic and deep and almost unconditional. And the truth is, though, that love is fluid and love can vary in intensities and change over time, and free will and different life circumstances can step in, and all of that excitement and life satisfaction that you can feel because of love can sometimes result in some kind of negative emotions that can happen. And the truth is that when it comes to love, it is hands down for so many of us, one of the most important human emotions we can have. And yet if we really think about it, it's also one of the most mysterious. It's one of the most studied behaviors and phenomena, but we still know so little about it. And so it makes you wonder why we're always seeking love. We're always wondering how to find it, how to keep it, how to protect ourselves from it, how to build barriers against it, and long for it all at the same time. And so I really do love that human creativity and human psychology and all of the arts really build around this one word and this one sensation that seems so ever elusive to us. Love expresses itself in my life in so many ways, and in so many confusing ways too. It shows up as friendships that are there. It shows up in new opportunities that feel in alignment with who I am as a person. It shows up in pets and animals that I get to share love with. It shows up even in the way that the sun will hit my apartment building in the mornings and wake me up feeling so sweetly. And if you're in New York City, you can know how hard that can feel. Love comes in ways that totally evade space and time. I feel love from my mother, despite the fact that she's passed. I can feel it in love from friends who are no longer here. I feel love across miles and sometimes even stronger from people who don't live close to me. And I feel love in moments of protection, even when things don't work out, that I feel like love is at play and protection is at play and love is that protection. And so for me, I would say that a good portion of my work and my life, both as a therapist and as a woman, is circled and almost captained by love itself in all of the ways in which it manifests in my work and in my personal relationships and having that trust and intimacy and connection. And it's really throughout my life in all the different ways in which I've written a book that was filled to the brim with just real authentic love and caring. And so I think it's pretty much, if we look, if we really, really look, it can be sprinkled over our entire lives in all these different ways that may not seem so obvious.
I am Koshin.
And I'm Chodo.
And we're the co-founders of the New York Sense Center. And we're asked to come and talk about how do we define love and how does it express itself? Chodo, how do you define love?
Looking at you each morning. And say, oh, look at that cute little face. Look at their little nose. How do you define love?
I define love by paying attention to you. And I think it's really what happens, right? When we really pay attention. So that I feel the same. I wake up almost every single morning.
You wake up every morning? Almost every morning. What do you do the other morning?
Just let me finish.
Okay, so.
To hold your face and to see you sleeping and paying attention, because I really, it's an amazing opportunity. And the same reason I hold your face before I leave. But I think it's that same quality that I feel loving when I walk out into the day, feeling that open and aware and attentive. So I think it's available both for people as well as life.
Yeah. And I think looking and appreciating when we're walking down the street, really appreciating the flowers, the trees, even the dog shit on the sidewalk. How do you like just think, how do you say, yeah, this is it? Can I hold both the beautiful, beautiful scent of the magnolia in the summer when we're walking down 24th Street and seeing the dog shit and say, yeah, you know, can I love life enough to be able to appreciate that? Some cool little doggy made that mess. Or some beautiful dog made that mess. So there's the beauty in that. Defining love as not just something between two heartbeats or two physicalities, but the physicality and the everything the world has to offer.
Loving the range of the world.
Exactly.
The full range. And so I think we're also asked to talk about how does your love express itself?
Cooking dinner. Breakfast and lunch for you. Going home and seeing the cats. No matter how difficult or challenging the day has been, to be able to just go home and pick up the kitties. Well, pick up one at a time because they're so big. And just look and appreciate their signals towards me. And of course, you. And I come home and cook breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Just seeing your face. I spoke of it a few minutes ago, but just buying you. Surprise, tiny gifts. I'm placing them on your desk. Little My Melody, a little Hello Kitty. Just to say, I'm thinking about you today and I love you. And here's a token of my appreciation for you. How about you?
Well, one of the things I think about is the expression of love and the effort and the beauty of making an effort. To set, like I've think about the meals that you make that are so beautiful and so caring, and to take that little extra effort or a big effort, or we were just at a retreat and with almost 100 people, and the effort, the enormous effort that it takes to bring us all together, and the beauty of it dissolving and not holding on to it. So for me, it's also about. To love fully is to use amazing effort and not to expect it to return in a particular way. For me, it's like the combination of that very personal love, that, for example, we shared together, and the great love, which is also the personal love, but it's that combination of loving the world and loving others and doing everything we can to care and feel compassion. So it is a joy to be with you all.
All you need is love. Bum, 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 bum.
All you need is love.
Bum, 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 bum. All you need is
love. I'm Fran Hauser. I recently had an experience that led me to realize that love is the ultimate driver of empathy. So I wanted to share this experience with you. I was in the grocery store and I was checking out, and there was a young man at the cash register. I want to say maybe he was in his 20s, and he was distracted and he was moving a little bit slowly. And I was in a rush and I was starting to feel irritated. And then it struck me that in 10 years, that could be my son who is at that cash register. And how would I want people to treat him? I would want them to be patient and kind and understanding. And just having that realization just completely changed. It just flipped the whole script for me in terms of how I was responding to this young man. I was just thinking about my children and how much I love my children and how I would want them to be treated. It made me feel so much more empathetic towards him. So I wanted to share that story because love really is such a powerful driver of empathy. The other thought that I had on this is that love is also profound gratitude. When I think about the people that I love, the people that are in my life that I love, they've made my life so much better. Whether it's my husband making me laugh, or my dog wagging his tail when he sees me, or my kids giving me a hug. All of that, being showered with that kind of love, it just makes me feel so grateful.
My name is James Fox. I'm the founder of the Prison Yoga Project. And how do I define love? I believe that love begins with empathy, being able to put myself in another person's experience, to understand them, to open the door toward caring for them. I feel that caring is very closely associated with love. And being able to care about someone really requires empathy. Kindness is an expression of love. And love is a visceral experience. It's a feeling within oneself. It's not an intellectual feeling. It's more of a somatic experience of loving someone. And when I think about love, and when I think that if I'm actually experience love, caring, kindness for another person, that I can feel it in my chest. I can feel it in my heart center. I can feel a sensitivity. I can feel a fullness in that area. And when I'm not loving someone, I can feel that area shut down. I can feel a hardening. And I think this very closely relates to yoga, which is a somatic experience. It's an embodied mindfulness experience. And when I think about how love expresses itself in my life, well, I'd like to say that I think about family, I think about friends, but oftentimes I find that I need to remind myself about self-love. That might be the hardest expression of love. But my ability to love and accept myself is directly related with my ability to love other people and to develop this level of empathy. Can I develop empathy for myself? Can I develop empathy for other people? And then a major part of an expression of love for me is the work that I do. For the last 22 years, my dharma has been working with violent offenders, many of whom have committed heinous crimes, and understanding long ago that for any change to take place in their lives, beginning with them taking responsibility for the harm that they caused, is not going to happen by them feeling a lack of love and a lack of acceptance from the people who are working with them. The entire prison system treats them with a lack of care and a lack of acceptance, because anybody who's in prison is treated for the crime that they've created, and they're reminded of that constantly. The only opportunity for change comes from some kind of an acceptance for who they are. And when I'm talking about who they are, I'm talking about their higher self. And there have been many times that I've contemplated, what's the real kernel of what it is that we're doing? What we're really doing in the work that we do is expressing love and care for them, so that they have the opportunity to see that part of themselves that's lovable. And in many, many, many circumstances, there have been very few people, if anybody, who's ever really loved and accepted them in their lives. So there's a great opportunity for us to develop this muscle of love in the work that...
We'll take a short break for one of our awesome sponsors, Born Shoes. I was so excited to try these cute, casual sandals made with top quality leather, perfect for all the traveling that I do. They're so comfortable for walking anywhere. I know exactly why their tagline is, "Take comfort in Born Shoes." Perfect. There are 5 new styles this spring, and I tried Ithaca and absolutely love them. But they also have boots and heels you should try. They feel as good as they look. Go to bornshoes.com today for a 15% discount plus ground shipping on all full price shoes when you use my promo code UNTANGLE. That's promo code UNTANGLE for 15% off and free shipping, available exclusively to our listeners for just a limited time. Now, back to our show. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors, big and small. We talk about these often on Untangle. When we keep things bottled up inside, it can start to impact our health mentally, emotionally, and physically. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest, whatever it is. If this sounds like you, and it's a bit of all of us, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule and needs. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/untangle today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/untangle. Now over to Untangle.
We do.
So my name is Rob Dubay. And when I think about love, I think about it in a way where it's everywhere and it's everything. To me, love is energy. And when it's fully conscious in us, it's transmitted between human beings, sentient beings, all living things, all living beings. I feel like love is the energy in us and it's all around us. And when we are awake, we intuitively know that it's there. And I always love the saying, which is, we are nothing, yet we are everything. So for me, when it shows up, if I'm having a good day, I mean, let's be honest about it, I'm not always having a good day. I don't always have that feeling of love. And I think feeling is part of it, and it's indescribable as far as I'm concerned. We try to put words to it. But when I notice a feeling, it's an openness. And it might be when I'm out and about and I may notice things, and it could be small things and it could be big things, where I just feel it's all encompassing. And of course, I love being in that place. And then when it comes to human beings, I think as far as I'm concerned and how it shows up, I would say there's obvious ways I could describe that. I'm married and I feel great love for and from my wife and my children and my family members and close friends and things like that. And so to me, that brings it to a different level, but I think it's oftentimes the way we think about love and how we transmit it between each other, but it's everywhere. It's all around us. So how can we cultivate this loving feeling? How can we practice it? I can only relate to my own experience. I want to say it's a fleeting experience. I wish I could say it was 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, but it's a practice.
Hi, I'm Garance Doré, and I tried to prepare for this, but I realized it's very difficult to talk about love. And so I'm just going to improvise. How do I define love? I really don't define it. I don't know if it's important, but I'm French and we have such a different approach to love. It's not so romantic. I know that's very surprising, but if I had to sum this all up, what love has been in my life, it's been the most powerful, changing force that has pushed me. I've had to change everything that I thought about love to be able to love. It's the most beautiful way to change. And I think that applies not just with romantic love, but with anything that we fall in love with. That's a very important part of love. And I think we can't define love. We can just take small parts and try to talk about them. How does love express itself in my life? It's difficult not to be cliche with that, but it's been a whole process of learning to surround myself. And then with the people that I can't choose, learning to love them the way they are. And that to me is one of the things that family is irreplaceable, learning to love people that you don't choose, but to learn how to love the people that you choose. Because the people that we choose, my husband was perfect for the first 6 months of when I met him. And then he became a human with flaws and problems and all that. But I was finally at my later age, because I got married at 48, I was ready finally to have this. When all that broke, I was ready, because all my life I had started to be able to love my mother for who she was, my sister, my father. And now I knew how to do it. And then the way I express love is, I want to talk about intimacy, because obviously words of love, touch, I'm from the South. When I love, I'm very almost hypnotized by the person that I love romantically. But what I've loved really, and I discover with my husband every day, is that we've been able to find this perfect balance between intimacy and desire. And when you're able to find that and to express it, it's wonderful, because you have at the same time that trust that you develop with people that you're really intimate with. And when I mean intimate, I mean, I can be fully myself and share the things that I'm ashamed of and share the things that I'm proud of. And so there is intimacy, but at the same time, enough of that beautiful distance. And that's something that I think that French really understand, is that keeping that mystery and that distance that lets desire exist. We're very lucky when we find that.
Hi, my name is James Barris, and how I define love is an energy that is our true nature, our essential nature. When the mind and the thoughts don't get in the way, we have this connection with all of life that shines out of us, and it awakens itself through us and through other people. So when we're around somebody
who is loving, that energy awakens that place in us that resonates. So I think of it as love finding itself and awakening itself through us. And all we need to do is relax, not get in the way, and let that true nature shine through. As far as how I express it or how it lives through me, my main practice for quite some time is looking for the goodness in everyone. I'm tuning into that place beyond whatever their habits and fears and contracted ways they express themselves might be, and I'm tuning into their goodness and letting them know that I see it. And that seems to allow them to relax, and love finds itself and awakens itself through both of us. So that's my main practice, to see the good in everyone, in everything, without being naive that it's always available, but just to, as the song says, let your light shine. That's basically my practice. Let my little light shine, and helping awaken the light in everyone else.
I'm Daphne Rose Kingma, and I'm delighted to entertain this question on how do I define love? Love, I think, so often gets mixed up with our idea of a relationship. I fell in love, he loves me, she loves me. But when I think of it, it feels like this seamless endlessness that is able to contain everything, that nothing gets criticized in it, nothing gets lost in it. It's a state of being, really, that of course I think we all aspire to, and we have moments of feeling that, like I'm at one with myself, which is always a big deal. I'm at one with the world. I'm at one with my beloved. And there is that sense of the pure acceptance, the pure being a part of this larger thing. And that's what I always think of love as, this place of our souls where we know all is all right. And I experience it showing up over and over in so many forms, in incredible romantic relationships and relationships with children, with my daughter, with strangers. I just, on my way here, I saw a woman begging on the street, and I handed her a wad of money, and she just broke down weeping, because in that tiny moment, I had recognized her and she had received the gift. And so that is a moment of love to me. People are always looking for love as, do you have a relationship? We hold that the male-female relationship, or now more liberally, the partner relationship, the beloved. But it happens in so many ways, in so many moments. Certainly a call of this time is to be open to all those manifestations of love. Everybody wants to be loved. We're all hungry for love. But I think taking the risk of receiving these tiny jewels of love that are really offered every day with just a moment. I was in Trader Joe's yesterday, and I saw this beautiful young man picking a bunch of white hydrangeas. They were just gorgeous. And I went up to him and I said, those are so beautiful. And then he said to me, shall I get the white roses to go with them? He was wondering. And I said, that would be even more beautiful, and you're going to make somebody so happy. And he said, thank you so much for helping me do this. I want to do that. I want to make my sweetheart happy. And so that was a double-decker experience of love. I was so touched that I could be of service to him in the moment. And I was so touched that he wanted to honor his sweetheart in such a beautiful way. So there are so many opportunities. I guess that's what I want to say. They're endless. And I think it behooves us to become more available to them, because they change the color of our lives.
I'm Bob Waldinger, and I define love using a teaching from one of my Zen teachers, John Tarrant. He said, attention is the most basic form of love. And when I think about that, I think that's absolutely right, that giving our undivided attention to another human being is the most valuable thing we've got to give. It's also one of the most difficult things to give now with so much divided attention and so much distraction. So my wish for everybody is that you practice this moment to moment, giving your undivided attention to the people you love.
Thanks to all our guests today. More about each one in the show notes. Check out choosemuse.com/meditationstudio for hundreds of free meditations. And as always, if you have comments or suggestions, forward them to untangle@choosemuse.com. We're wishing you lots of love as you go through your days. And have a great week. We will see you next time.